podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So we've determined this morning that Emily, when she does get married, will not be adopting the last name of her husband-to-be, whomever that may be.
Right.
She's not going to be doing that. And although I don't want this to get overly serious, I think it's an important conversation that you've made another decision in your life.
Well, you say decision, but for me, it really isn't a choice. It's just how I am. And I don't really know a lot of other gals that are like me in the sense that just kids are not even on my radar. Don't want them. Don't have any desire to birth things.
The birthing.
Yeah. I don't really. I mean, it's just not important to me to have a little, you know, a little boy or a little girl. And, you know, I don't know. It's just it's not in my DNA. I did not get that girl chromosome that deeply desires and longs for, you know, childbearing. So I don't know. I'm a big old weirdo.
Well, we know you're not alone. But what I found is that, pardon me for saying this, it seems to me that not all, but a lot of other women who don't share that decision you made tend to attack women who reach the decision that you've reached.
I think...
like, how can you not, or why would you not do that?
Yeah,
and just, they kind of give you a hard time about it, don't they?
Yeah, they always try to, you know, convert me to their team, you know, but... in my defense, when I was in the fifth grade, I wanted kids so bad. So how old are you in the fifth grade? 12 years old?
Young.
Mm-hmm. I went through my mom's, she got those big JCPenney catalogs a few times a year. Remember, they were like 4 inches thick. And I would go through to like the houseware section and I would cut out this is the crib I want for my baby. And this is the bedding I want for my baby. And these are the clothes I want for my baby. And I planned my baby's life when I was in the fifth grade. And I think that period of my life just kind of sucked away all my baby juju. And now here I am. And I just want
to... Well, you didn't have a social life or happy hour when you were in fifth grade either. Those are pretty big things at your age.
Yeah, priority.
I don't know, knowing her dad, they might have had happy hour. So is it possible? I mean, just keeping an open mind, is it possible that you realize that you are, since you're in your early 30s and you're still kind of in career building mode.
Exactly.
You're in, you're looking for a house. You want to buy your first home.
Right.
All of that. Is it possible that come... 35, 36, something else will click again because you will have shifted out of that mode and into some... And I'm not trying to be one of those people to talk you into it.
No.
I'm just having a conversation.
I get what you're saying. No, I do think that it's possible. And a little sliver of me almost wants that to happen because a little sliver of me does feel so weird.
Like you're a mutant.
I don't want babies. You know, I also think if that does happen, that I will be a little more solid and set off for kind of bringing a kid into the world than I am now, or than I was, you know, when I was in my 20s, or than I was when I was in the fifth grade, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and it's not that I have a problem with it. Like all my friends have kids and I like to take them and I like to swing them around and I like to, you know, play pretty, pretty princess. And then I like to give them back.
Mm-hmm.
But I also too, and here's another thing that people are going to call me the B word for. I recognize that I'm a selfish person. And that I like what I want when I want it. I like to go out and spend $20 on a thing of lip gloss and not $20 on a new baby outfit. And as long as I recognize that, I don't know why I should have to give that up if I'm able to do it for myself.
Well, saying something that is politically incorrect right here, I will comment on that and say I cheer you because I would much rather have a person who says, I know I won't be a good parent, therefore I won't be one, rather than having millions of people who are absolutely horrendous parents and they have children.
Right. Just
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I at least respect the fact that you say, I won't be a good parent, so I'm not going to do it, versus the people who do it and suck at it.
Yeah. I mean, just because you can doesn't mean you should. And not all of us were put on this planet to, you know, to be
to
parents.
Procreate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
then don't.
Well, you know, you speak for a lot of women who feel the same way, and they're cheering you right now because they feel that way, too.
I know. None of them are my friends, though.
It's not 100% of women who want to have children.
Are you getting a lot of kickback from your friends? Like, how are they trying to persuade you and force you into this mess?
Like, even Chris, our traffic diva, Chris with the K here, she will come up to me, you know, and you know how she'll be like, oh, but Emily, think about, you know, how cute. And what if it has your eyes? And then what if it has, you know, your little sense of humor? And mm-hmm. and I'm just like,
you're like, I got all that. I have my eyes and I have my sense of humor.
I'd rather have puppies. Yeah. I think puppies are very adorable. So, yeah. And then I think it's kind of meant as joking from my girlfriends, you know, like, oh, you're not getting any younger.
Don't they take their children and place them in your arms?
This happened last weekend. Went to my friend for 1 year old birthday. I don't know, but it's like putting a bomb in my hands. And I'm like, what am I going to do with a baby? Hey, little baby. And she really is. She's like, because she never wanted kids. And then she got pregnant. And then so she's like, it's just the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. You know, it needs to happen to you. And I'm like, I don't think it does need to happen to me. It's not a choice. Or it's like, it's not a choice for me because really, it's not like there's even a little bit of me that wants to. Not even a little bit. I know. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
I told you. I got your back on that. I think it's a cool thing for you to just come right out and say, I don't want. And every line is lighting up. So apparently.
They better be. You know, women.
No, just do it. Just do it, Emily.
I predict that every one of these calls, 100% of them are going to be women who have got your back.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
All right.
You want to take the calls?
I don't know. Take the calls, have babies. Take the calls, have babies. Okay, I'll take the calls.
All right. Every line's ringing. We'll talk to you in about 3 minutes.
My mom just texts me, and she is not okay with that. And she says, what about grandma? Oh.
What about the other siblings?
To which I say, I have two older brothers. Go bark up their trees,
yeah,
Linda.
Yeah, get them busy.
Yeah, Linda.
Linda. Linda.
She can watch my kids.
Drop them off. Yeah.
And I'll just come over and sit on the couch and watch cartoons if that's all it takes. Man, I don't mind. Here's Marilyn. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning to you.
So what do you have to say about all this?
I just want to say thank you for having this topic. Emily, you are so right. I am 49 years old. I didn't want children from the time I was like 5. Never changed my mind. I have a great life. I have nephews and nieces, and that's fine. And it's a great choice. I've never regretted it. I have a wonderful life. And I have a good line for you, Emily. When people give you crap about, oh, why don't you have kids? You just say, just like this, I wasn't blessed with children. End of story. They don't even bother you anymore.
Oh, that's good.
Man, good right. for you.
I was blessed with a bank account instead.
I'm so glad you called, and I appreciate you spending your mornings with us.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Marilyn.
There you go. All right, here's Chris. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
I can already tell everybody's holed up on lines. There's no way we're going to get to this. This has really hit a hot button. We're not going to be able to get to all the calls, but we got to you, Chris. What do you have to say?
Okay, well, I'm a mom, and I'm also 49. And my kids, I've wanted kids always, and I love my kids, but I have to admit sometimes I feel like everything revolves around them. And there are things I don't have and wish I could do because I have children. But it's a choice that I made, and I don't regret it.
Right.
However, to Emily, I would say that if you don't want to have kids, more power to you. You shouldn't. And, I mean, I know people who had children, but they had them because they didn't like kids. They literally disliked children. And I'm glad they didn't.
I know.
I hate kids. Let's have a couple.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no. So
those are the people that I was talking about who are in no position to be parents.
Yes. Right?
And yet they're parents. So I applaud Emily's decision. Chris, we got to run. Thanks for a good phone call.
Good night.
Good night. Thanks for being on the show.
It's true, though. There are certain things I want to do that I say, God, I wish I had a kid. Like, I asked Jeremy last week if I could borrow Reed because I wanted to go see Pixar's Inside Out.
Yeah, I know. It's perfect for kids stuff that you want to see.
I'm like, God, I need a kid.
But you don't want to look like a creeper in the theater alone.
Here's Becca. Actually, Becca, before you actually start talking, I will tell you something interesting. I worked years ago at a radio station where we had our news person was a woman. She was roughly 30, 32, and she and her husband had decided they weren't going to have kids. But what they did was they borrowed their coworkers' children for about 36 hours. In other words, the kid would go home with them Friday evening. Mm-hmm. And these are kids who are anywhere from like 8 to 12. So they weren't toddlers, like 8 to 12, let's say. They go home with them Friday evening, spend all day Saturday, and then Saturday night. And then Sunday morning, the parents would come pick them up. And she said they did that about 3 times a year, And that was their way of getting their fix.
Getting the fix.
They would go to Chuck E. Cheese. They would go to Ehrlich's. They'd go to the museum. They'd go to the zoo. They did it all. But then they gave the children back. And they were co-workers, so everybody knew each other. And it worked out for everyone.
It's a good way to do it.
They borrowed Dominic, my son, for about 36 hours.
See, that's a little long
little
for
break.
Me.
Well, you don't have to do it that long.
Like 4 hours.
Yeah.
But all the kids loved it because it was like going to stay at the fun aunt's house because she was ultra cool. And she and her husband were very cool. And the kids loved it. The parents got a little break.
Mm-hmm.
For a day and a half.
Yeah, my friends have two like teenagers now, and I've do sleepovers with them, two teenage girls. But
see?
But the older they get, oh my god, teenagers are such
drama.
God,
you notice
god.
I said they did like 8 to 12.
Yeah,
yeah. Hey, Becca, thanks for holding.
Good morning.
So, how old are you?
I'm 32.
Yeah, and
I actually do have two children. I never really wanted children. I was blessed with them. It wasn't planned, obviously. I am glad that I have them. However, that is not the norm, I think. I think that it's better to hold off if you don't want them, to not have them, because you don't want to bring kids into the world that, you know, it's an extra strain on your resources. It's a strain on your patients. It's a strain on relationships.
Yeah.
They are a lot of responsibility, and it's not something that you can just decide, oh, sorry, I made a mistake. Let me give it back.
My
sister has made the same choice, and I really have to applaud her because she is one of the people, just like you, where she decided, she's like, you know what? I do not want children. So she borrows mine. And so I get a break and she gets to have her fixed and then that's it. So it works out well.
I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
All right, appreciate that.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.